This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now, let's go inside the wandering mind of a coach-killing, knee-jerking, nuclear overreactor named Ben Rogers, a.k.a. the Jerry Whisperer. It's time for Now Trending in Ben.
All right, how are you guys watching the national championship game tonight?
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to race home. My wife's making tacos, and then I'm going to throw tacos in my body, drink some water, probably listen to a record, and then pour some Balcones. I'm going to sip some Balcones and sit in my rocking chair and watch the game in my living room.
You have a rocking chair?
Beautiful.
I do.
Nice. He's always had rocking chairs. He's always been a rocking kind of guy. What is your current rocking chair situation?
It's a big stuffed, like a
Lazy Boy type recliner swivel.
It's like a swivel glider.
Swivel
joint.
Pivot glider.
Yeah.
God, man, that's
what kind of rock does it play?
Soft yacht rock.
Nice.
Michael McDonald and stuff.
Shippy, you'll be watching the game at Citizen with Zeke, right?
No, not at Citizen tonight. I'm going to go actually to this place called High Fives and watch it over there.
Oh, High Five.
High Five.
Maybe. Yeah, Borat's always there.
Kevin?
Very nice.
Yeah, I don't own furniture, so I will probably watch it in my lawn chair.
That's dope.
But does it swivel or do anything?
No, it's just going to be kind of...
Whack!
Does it have a beer holder?
Oh, yeah.
What is a beard holder?
You know what I mean.
I don't.
And then I'll eat probably when it's time to eat. I'll probably sit down Indian style and eat in the floor
and flip the chair around and make it your table.
Yeah, eat on my knees.
I'll be right on that prosperous line of border at the Farm Stand Cafe, right in the middle of the neighborhood, and got a bunch of friends out there that went to Texas Tech and graduated from Tech. So we'll probably be watching out there, maybe. Ryan Sinatsky's garage. I'm looking forward to this, and it's...
You gotta flip a car?
I'm sorry. Huh? Did you say Ryan Sinatsky's garage?
Brian Sinatsky's garage. The garage... Like, so the Farm Stand is like this cool restaurant in the middle of the neighborhood, but there's a big garage culture in Texas. I don't know if you have this in your neighborhood. A lot of dudes have just turned their garages into their man cave.
Okay.
Like, they hang flat-screen TVs. It's impeccably organized, and... They can host get-togethers in there.
Or
so,
do they put shovels and rakes and stuff?
Well, they got like Sinatsky's garage, who's a big Texas Tech alum. It's the most organized garage I've ever seen. In fact, I've tweeted about it before. He's one of those guys that, hey, we're hanging out in the garage.
I've been to Schlotsky's a million times, and I've never seen a garage.
Sinatsky. And the way it's set up is he actually has an air conditioner for the garage. It's just one of those big, cool things you just roll in, plug in, and it air conditions the whole garage.
In your face, Globe Life.
So there's multiple televisions in his garage. And
it's like a Pluckers.
It's very much like a Pluckers. It is very much like a Pluckers.
You guys should get a Pluckers in Sinatsky's garage.
I'm excited about such a massive game.
Some win.
That's not going to impact me emotionally in either way.
What?
Come on, dude. You spent a good part of that one semester there.
I went there for three semesters.
You went there for... You need to invest in this. This is important.
You're always confused about this.
Yeah.
One day I was talking about being there for three semesters. You're like, you know they can check that. You didn't know I went there for three semesters?
No, I thought it was one, but I had it wrong.
It's three semesters.
I think you should embrace this more. When UT was in the Final Four with TJ Ford, I was wearing like an orange jumpsuit.
Yeah. It was so early on in my scholastic career. And again, didn't finish there, so it really...
It doesn't matter. It's part of your scholastic
upbringing. Like, I have a lot of friends that I met while I was there, and so I'm really pulling for them. But it's not... I won't be devastated if they lose. I'm not personally... What? Like, a Cowboy game...
I'll be devastated.
I'm crushed or devastated. Or if it's a Mavs playoff game, or it's a big-time Ranger game or something, I'm devastated, but
Or Mizzou.
It's kind of fun to watch a game and not care. But listen, here's the deal. I do want them to win. I am pulling for them, but I'm not going to put any face paint or anything.
Wreck them.
Okay.
Guns up.
So here's what I want to talk to you guys about. Yesterday, I got into an argument with my wife. And so I'm sure she'll appreciate me sharing this on the radio. And so it just gets into a question that I think is a little bit of a gray area. And the question is, at what age are kids, are you okay with letting your kids swim in your own swimming pool, or any swimming pool for that matter, without supervision? And this is our first summer with a swimming pool with kids. We had a swimming pool before we had kids, and now we've gone a long time. No, we had one. I'm sorry. We did have one with our other kids. With Gracie girl, though, this is our... I guess she was pretty little.
Your kids were real little, though, at the old pool.
Yeah, they were super little, but we've gone...
Hey, douche, I was a college swimmer.
We've gone a while without a pool. I guess I'll just say it like that. And we decided to finally get one. And so yesterday, I go in the kitchen and I look out the window and I'm like, oh, Grace is in the pool. And I'm like, okay. Well, Kat must be out there watching Grace in the pool. And then Kat walks up behind me. I'm like, oh, Kat, you're... not outside watching Grace? She goes, yeah, I'm just peeking in and out the window like every couple minutes. And I'm like, I don't... You can't do that, right? She's like, well, I'm doing laundry in here. I got a million things. I'm just peeking. I'm like...
Grace is eight?
Eight.
Okay.
And I'm like, you know, she's a very capable swimmer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I don't think you can do that. And she's basically... And earlier I'd seen Kat standing at the window. She was standing there for like 3 minutes watching without doing anything else. But she'd go off, do some laundry, come back to the window. Go off, do something else. Yeah, she's always doing stuff. She's works her butt off.
And Grace is a solo act out there?
And so Grace is out there.
She wearing floaties?
Well, she needs floaties. She's
doing aerobics?
She's like, and so I said, hey, honey, I don't think that's legal, what you're doing right now. I don't think you can do that. And so we had a short conversation about it, and then she went ahead and went out there. And she's like, yeah, you're right. I need to be out there at all times. I'm like, okay, good. But I had to text her a bunch of shocking news stories and really sad stories that have happened and let her know how dangerous that is.
I think, so to your point, so my daughter is about to be 14, and I think she was out there by herself last summer, but I think I was real uncomfortable with it. And really, I'm uncomfortable with anyone being out there solo up until they're adults, just because, you know, bump your head, you slip. I mean, there's all sorts of stories where people slip when people are around and they fall and hit their head and fall in, right?
Always respect the water.
Right. So I definitely think eight is too young. But like I said, if Maya was out there last summer, having just turned 13, that made me nervous.
Right.
Made me anxious, just because it's not, it's just, an accident, that's the kind of accident that you don't survive.
Right.
You know?
Anytime I want to make a point, I just get on the internet and find shocking things to support my story with her. But according to the International Life Saving Federation, which sounds legit, right?
Sounds like Bill Murray character in a Wes Anderson movie.
1.2 million people die by drowning every year. And more than 50% of those victims are children. What's even scarier is that one third of child drownings happen at home, even in the relative safety of your own backyard pool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think those are staggering numbers. And I think it just goes to illustrate what you said, Skin. Anything can happen. And if someone's, pools are way more dangerous than people realize.
So I don't remember my sister's exact age, but based on the age I was, I think she was probably 14 or 15. She was out in our backyard cleaning the pool by herself in the winter, wearing a parka, and she fell in. And because there was so much weight, it started taking her down under the water. And I think my dad ran out there. But my whole point is that, you know, like my daughter now getting ready to turn 14, she seems mature enough to do things, but still,
right.
My sister's a very responsible person, but accidents happen. It's the nature of that beast. So I think in general, even if they're 13 or 14, they need to be out there with somebody else, even if it's someone their own age,
right?
Just to have the buddy system going
on. And in my wife's defense, she didn't just leave. She was watching her out the window right next to it, but she would leave and she'd maybe be gone for 90 seconds and then back. And I over panic and I'm like, man, I think someone needs to be out there every second.
Okay, so listen to this. So one of the things my son will do is he will go until the brink of exhaustion before he's taken a shower.
Oh, yeah.
So by the time you go take a shower, he can't keep his eyes open. And so sometimes he'll shower, sometimes he'll bathe or whatever. But I can't tell you, I bet it's been at least 10 times, no joke, where I've gone upstairs to check on my son and he is laying face down in the floor of his bathroom naked after having gotten out of the shower or whatever. He's naked asleep on the floor of the bathroom.
He just went all the way to exhaustion.
Right. And I'm like, what happened if he had taken a bath and then slipped into the frickin' water?
Yeah.
You know, and so, but he's old enough to, you know, take care of himself or whatever, but it's just like those accidents when they're so low, you really never know what's going to happen.
Well, I would love it if folks would text in and just answer that question. I'm just curious, and I don't even know what the Texas law is. We got a lawyer who's about to join us. Maybe he knows. But I'm curious about what is the age where you would be comfortable letting your kids swim unsupervised?
69.
I also think the lesson here, Ben, is you're going to have to pick it up in the laundry game.
Yeah, no doubt. I should be doing the laundry, and she should be out free to go out there and watch the kiddos. By the way, we were talking about where we're going to be watching the national championship game tonight. Sean Sharif is going to be at Boomer Jack's in Grapevine tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. So if you're in the Grapevine
Sean
area,
Sharif here.
That's right. Go hang out with Sean Sharif at Boomer Jack's in Grapevine. Now, Roy White is going to be joining him.
Yes.
And since he lost the bracket challenge on their show, Roy's going to be wearing a Mudbug costume. So he'll be dressed up as a crawfish.
Mudbug.
So go to Boomer Jack's tonight off 114 in Grapevine and watch the game with Sean Sharif
more football than you do.
And Roy White.
Have you ever wanted to see Ellen DeGeneres wearing a lobster suit?
Boom.
It's kind of the same thing. It's kind of a knockoff.
Yes.
Roy doing that in a Mudbug.